You are listening to Aldrin Sampier on SAFM.
It is 24 minutes after 3 o'clock. In conversation next with Musa Mdunge, who is a political analyst and also PhD candidate based at the University of Dundee. As referendums on joining Russia are currently underway in Ukraine, we ask, what does Russia hope to achieve? The Kremlin orchestrated referendums, which have been widely denounced by the Ukraine as well as the West as shams without any legal force, are seen as a step towards annexing the territories by Russia. Musa Mdunge now joining us on the line to help us make sense of this. Musa, good afternoon and thank you so much for making time for us. So what happens if the majority do say that we want to form under Russia, the Russian Federation? Because on the other end, you have Ukraine as well as the West who are arguing that there's no legitimacy to this referendum.
Thank you so much for having me and your listeners. If that does happen, which is the expectation that this will happen, as you know, the regions of Luhansk, Kherson, and Donetsk have a majority of Russian-speaking people in them. So there is an expectation that the people there would vote to be part of Russia. The aim really for the Russians is at this point, as Russia is losing this war in Ukraine, is to create a legitimacy of this war back home. There is rising pressure even among the political elite in Russia for a quicker ending to this war. You will recall that, for example, even leaders such as India's Prime Minister Modi has already alluded in stating that this is not a time for war, and even his partners in China are already questioning Russia's tactics in terms of what should have been a quick war, which has now turned into this long crisis for the Russian president. So the aim really, in essence, is to legitimize the war from a Russian domestic front, you know, in order to say that if Ukraine continues, as we expect it to do, to advance in these regions, then for Vladimir Putin, he can make the argument that this is an encroachment and invasion of Russian territory. So it really is about drumming up domestic support for a war that really has been going wrong for the Russians for the past 3 months.
So we know in 2014, Crimea was annexed by Russia. So now with Luhansk as well as Donetsk, but also considering that all of this is happening during a time where there is a war, and we know the stance of the West, of course, in this, and also including NATO, will there be a pushback?
There will definitely be a pushback. I would imagine that for the Americans, for the British, and you know, Ukraine's partners in the EU and NATO, there will be greater emphasis on supporting the Ukrainian offense at this point. We know that the Ukrainian president already called at the United Nations for more weapons to be used, offensive weapons as well as defensive systems to be used in their fight against the Russians. So one expects that even things such as sanctions will continue to be supported. We know, for example, that here in the UK, Boris Johnson, the former prime minister, was quite popular for his stance and support for Ukraine's cause against Russia. So there is an expectation that will happen. What will be interesting, though, to see is what will be the response from countries of the global south. We know already the position of the global north. But Russia is really dependent at this point from the global south for that support or lack thereof of the legitimacy of the cause raised by the global south. And we saw this when President Cyril Ramaphosa was invited to Washington, D.C. on a working visit with President Joe Biden. So what will South Africa's foreign policy position be? I think that's a very interesting thing that one needs to look at, because what Ukraine is saying is that our territorial sovereignty ought to be respected. And it is interesting looking at South Africa's position in issues such as Zimbabwe, for example, the famous Quiet Diplomacy that was led by President Mbeki and continued even way through to President Cyril Ramaphosa, will South Africa maintain the same tone, especially after the revelations of mass graves, where there are suspicions of mass human rights violations that have been that have happened by Russian soldiers in Ukraine. So it's going to be interesting to see what is the tactic of the Global North in courting the Global South in order to present a unified front against Russian aggression in Ukraine. I think that's what's missing in the West's strategy towards breaking the support and isolating Russia in terms of this war.
Thank you so much for your time. Musa Mdung, a political analyst and also PhD candidate based at the University of Dundee.